This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The victim in a fatal shooting at Checker Hall, St. Lucie, has been identified. A man injured in a violent attack in St. John. One of this country's privately run PSV groups urges Barbadians to avoid boarding illegal route taxis. The Democratic Labour Party criticizes the Education Ministry over the delayed start of this week's CXE exams, and wildfires continue to rage across several areas of Los Angeles in the U.S. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The victim in a fatal shooting at Checker Hall, St. Lucie, has been identified. He is Vere Ricardo Hoyt, 30 years old, of Isolation Road, Belle Plaine, St. Andrew. Hoyt was shot around 5 p.m. yesterday at the Four Cross Junction at Checker Hall. He died at the scene. This is homicide number two for the year so far in Barbados. Acting Superintendent with the Barbados Police Service, Roland Cobbler, briefed the media on the matter.
A police patrol was on duty when they were stopped by a resident of the area indicating that a man was shot. In response to the said area, they discovered the motionless body of the individual. Further preliminary investigations reveal that the deceased was sitting in the area of a shed accompanied by another male when an unknown vehicle stopped. Three men disembarked that vehicle, opened fire, and drove away. Investigations in this matter is ongoing.
Acting Superintendent with the Barbados Police Service, Roland Cobbler. Meantime, a 33-year-old man is being treated for injuries he suffered in an attack in St. John last night, in which a gunshot was also reportedly fired. Starcom Network News understands the man had disembarked from a bus at the Welch's Bath Village Junction when he was attacked by a group of men. He was beaten and stabbed, and a gunshot was also fired during the melee. The victim is said to have suffered injuries to his right arm and the back of his head and was attended to by paramedics. The Association of Public Transport Owners is urging the public to avoid using illegal public service vehicles, stressing that passengers will not be covered by insurance in case of an accident. Anwar Nana tells Starcom Network News there are specific insurance policies for registered PSVs that provide coverage which private vehicles do not have. He was speaking a day after several operators voiced their concern over the growing presence of illegal route taxis.
The public should be aware that they are not insured to take passengers. The insurance are maximum for five persons, maybe seven, and not for public passengers. When we as PSVs, our insurance comes in two parts. One for the physical vehicle, and the second is for insurance for passengers. They're taking a very big risk. You know, God forbid, in the case of an accident, you're not covered. So I would advise commuters to book to sit on the official transport board, ZRs, and minibuses. Those are licensed and insured to take public transport. But use those mediums of transport, not these pirates.
When asked how the situation should be handled, he said this.
These guys should be stopped. Just the same way a ZR or minibus goes off route and is doing the wrong thing. These guys, if they want, tell them to go and apply for permit and play the route the right way. Pay what we pay the full permit fee, pay the insurance, which is going to run to $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. Then you play a route that is assigned to you, not drive wherever you want to go. And then, fine, if you want to work, then apply to the transport authority for your permit. If not, if you're not going to do that, then the police need to take them off the road.
Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Owners, Anwar Nana. The Barbados Workers Union, BWU, is standing by its actions at a recent job fair for prospective KFC employees held outside the Island Inn. The union stationed a team at the job fair to raise awareness about the ongoing issues it has with the fast food chain. Communications and Information Manager with the BWU, Shane Jones, told Starcom Network News the rationale behind their approach, or explained the rationale behind their approach.
We want to just encourage the workers, yes, to go and seek employment, hoping that they're successful, but also arming them with the knowledge about the Barbados Workers Union, as well as their rights. So when they are entering the world of work, they enter the world of work with the knowledge that there's someone to turn to if they have some questions. So we think this actually going to people and meeting them where they are is actually working.
You're actually at a KFC or just outside a KFC job fair. Has KFC come outside to asked you to desist. Have they objected to the presence at all of the union there?
No, they haven't. Let me just say no, they haven't.
Communications and Information Manager with the Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones. Efforts to reach KFC for comment were unsuccessful. The Democratic Labour Party believes the Education Ministry should have ensured that all systems were in place for the CXE candidates who were forced to wait to sit their exam at the Wilde Gymnasium this week. On Tuesday, a shortage of furniture delayed the scheduled start of the Math and English B exams. An education official later indicated that the interruption was as a result of a lack of communication on the delivery of the furniture to the exam centre. The DLP's spokesperson for education, Felicia Dujon, expressed concern that not enough monitoring and evaluation was carried out.
The Democratic Labour Party is, of course, concerned about what happened for the CXC students sitting the exams. Again, we are very concerned with the level of management and leadership within that ministry. We are hoping that there's a lot more in terms of monitoring and evaluation, follow-ups on various types of projects that should be done and being done on time. Knowing that students had to sit exams on a particular day, it would have been known that they would have had a particular number of students that will be participating or candidates participating in the exam. And so proper preparation should have been done.
She also expressed concern about the effect that these delays would have on candidates.
It's very unfortunate. You can almost imagine how students may have felt the anxiety waiting to do the exam and not having the proper infrastructure in place for them. Again, we're just appealing to the ministry to get their act together, because once these things happen, it really affects the mental health of our students, and we want these kinds of matters to be addressed and, of course, proper protocols to be done so that we do not have such.
DLP spokesperson for education, Felicia Dujon. Meantime, the Caribbean Coalition for Exam Redress wants the Ministry of Education to push for grading accommodation for students affected by Tuesday's delayed start to the Caribbean examinations exams caused by a lack of an adequate number of tables. Coordinator of the coalition, Paula Ann Moore, believes the ministry should advocate on behalf of the students.
Exams are stressful enough for most students, and officials have a duty of care and should never have visited this avoidable stress and trauma on the very children whose best interests they have a duty to protect. We cannot change the past, but what can be done to make things right for these children? We call on the ministry to make official representation to CXC to advocate for grading accommodations for the students who took both exams in an effort to fairly address the exam stress hardship endured by these students and occasioned by this latest avoidable debacle.
Coordinator for the Caribbean Coalition for Exam Redress, Paula Ann Moore, and President of the Barbados Customs Brokers and Clerks Association, Louis Ford, is urging authorities to address capacity issues at the island's port by separating cruise and cargo operations. Mr. Ford told Starcom Network News, "This challenge has caused significant disruptions, particularly during the Christmas season, and is driving up costs for importers and consumers alike." He added that shipping delays result in higher costs due to demurrage fees for containers stuck at the port, which ultimately trickles down to consumers in the form of higher prices. And finally, in the U.S., wildfires are raging in several areas of Los Angeles, with high winds and extremely dry conditions fueling their progress across thousands of acres of land. Firefighters are so far unable to contain a number of them, with one fire official stating that they were still rapidly expanding. The largest blaze in the Pacific Palisades area, where many celebrities live, is the most destructive fire in the history of Los Angeles. More than 5,000 buildings have been destroyed. Recapping the headlines. The victim in a fatal shooting at Checker Hall, St. Lucie, has been identified. A man injured in a violent attack in St. John. One of this country's privately run PSV groups urges Barbadians to avoid boarding illegal route taxis. The Democratic Labour Party criticises the Education Ministry over the delayed start of this week's CXE exams, and wildfires continue to rage across several areas of Los Angeles in the U.S. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.